Yeah. That's me.
That's
hi. If you're a longtime viewer of Wizards of the Coast Twitch streams on the Dungeons & Dragons channel, Greg is a frequent person
That's right.
of mm-hmm. interest on that particular channel.
Yeah. We've been doing stuff on Mondays with Dragon Talk, as well as D&D News leading up to all of our streaming shows all over the place. So, yeah. This all is my fourth day in a row on the stream.
What? That's more than us.
Yeah, that's way more than us.
Yeah, all that stuff on Twitch, which is why you're all here. So today we're talking about our plans for TwitchCon. And when I say our, boop.
Sorry, I just had to.
We gotta have a button.
You just you just mentioned TwitchCon, and it's like the first time, so I just wanted it to be like a big moment.
And it was a huge moment. Our fans appreciate it.
I put in a requisition for an air horn button like 4 weeks ago.
We'll get there. So TwitchCon is coming up, and we, Wizards of the Coast, are doing stuff together.
Yeah,
so Magic and Dungeons & Dragons are combining forces like the best peanut butter and jelly sandwich ever.
Mm-hmm.
So what? Tell us what we're doing together.
We're going to be at TwitchCon, and it's going to be amazing. And we are sharing our booth with, so Magic Arena will be sharing the booth with D&D. We're going to have an amazing, I'll just talk about the arena stuff, and then you can talk about D&D.
Can switch.
Yes.
How about, Greg, you talk about arena stuff.
Like every other word.
There will be cards played digitally.
At TwitchCon.
Yes.
We will.
Put some.
Games.
People.
And this is how the stream lasts.
At TwitchCon, we will put some games.
Okay, I'll get to it. So at TwitchCon, MTG Arena is going to be there, and it's going to be amazing. We're going to have some awesome playing experiences with Arena there at the booth. You can come play with us. We'll also have a stage, which will have some very well-known streamers on stage playing Arena.
We're not saying yet.
We're still building out that schedule, but it's almost complete. We're going to be posting it next week.
Okay.
I do apologize we didn't have it today. We had something called the open beta happen, and so it's been taking up a lot of our time.
Isn't that a fish?
Yeah. I did hear that.
Yeah, they fight.
It's the fish that we put into the game.
Yeah, got it. Okay.
The open beta.
Got it.
We'll be there, and we're also going to have a really cool streamer pod that if streamers wanted to come to the booth, they can actually stream MTG Arena from TwitchCon at our booth from their own channel, and they can try out our brand new Streamlabs overlays, our official overlays that we have with Streamlabs there as well.
I've seen those overlays, at least the ones we have up right now. Mm-hmm. Like, those are really, really cool.
Oh my goodness,
they did such
really
a good job.
Yeah. If you want to check them out, you can go to streamlabs.com/mtg/arena, and they are just beautifully done. They have some really cool alerts that give out some really cool codes to your players. Check them out. It's going to be a really great time at TwitchCon.
And if you're not a streamer, or you don't want your face on the internet, can you still play there?
Oh, absolutely. Okay. We're going to have many areas for you to play MTG Arena with us there at the booth. I'll be there. There's going to be a lot of people from the arena team there as well to help out. Or if you wanted to just come and check out the amazing content that we're going to have on stage, please come hang out with us and sit and just enjoy the content. Mm-hmm. What's also great is for those not coming to TwitchCon, all of this content that we're going to have on the stage is going to be streamed on our channel, on this channel, actually, that we are on right now.
Twitch.tv/magic.
It's going to be about 10 hours of content over that entire weekend.
Wow.
Yeah, it's going to be really great.
And before we move on to Greg, for those who don't know when TwitchCon is or anything, can we throw up the graphic that has those dates and streams on it? There it is.
So yeah, TwitchCon's coming up pretty soon. This month, even. And yeah, so please come visit us. It's going to be amazing. I'd love to meet you guys. But if you can't come to TwitchCon, please tune in. Watch our really awesome content. Be part of our chat.
It's the weekend before spooky Halloween, of course.
Ooh.
Instead of the non-spooky Halloween, that's usually what happens.
That's what we're calling TwitchCon, the non-spooky Halloween.
Non-spooky Halloween.
That's what I call Thanksgiving. So that's what's happening with Magic the Gathering.
Yeah.
A lot of really cool things.
That's right.
But Dungeons & Dragons is going to be there as well.
That's right. We got tons of both games going on. I think we're streaming live D&D games on all 3 days, on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at TwitchCon. You'll see Jeremy Crawford, who is managing editor and lead rules developer for Dungeons & Dragons. He'll be streaming as Dungeon Master for the first time. He's got an amazing Dungeon Mastering style. I can't wait for to share that with everybody. Folks like Benjamin Looms, who is the... creator and composer of Sirenscape will be there playing, maybe even doing some live mixing of Sirenscape while he's playing. I'm told him to get a bard costume for that reason. And then lots of other great streamers for in that game, including Blue Jay, Brandon Stennis, who is in Rivals of Waterdeep, James Wyatt, who you guys might know, will also be playing there. Yep. He's been playing with Jeremy for a long time in his own game, so he's going to be bringing his stylings to that. We'll be doing lots of crate panels, talking with each other about the creative side of Dungeons & Dragons. So that's what's cool about that storytelling game is that you want to create costumes, you can have stuff about that, as well as dungeon mastering and the art behind that craft. We'll be talking about that. And then there's a really cool game happening on Saturday, which Magic fans, in addition to Dungeons & Dragons fans, are interested in.
Yeah, continuing the crossover a little bit.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Broken Pact. They'll be debuting on October 13th on... that's a Saturday on twitch.tv/DND. But they'll be bringing an episode of that to TwitchCon. And that is a Ruben Bressler Dungeon Mastered game set in the world of Ravnica.
So does this use the Guildmaster's Guide to Ravnica that's coming up later this year?
That's right, exactly.
Awesome.
Yeah, so he has a sneak peek at all the character creation and things that go on and becoming one of those guild members. And that cast is going to be at TwitchCon and showing off there from our booth as well.
So let's, because we have a pretty final schedule for D&D, so let's run through that day by day so people know what to expect. So Friday, 10 a.m. to 12, that's the Jeremy Crawford episode you were talking about.
That's right.
Okay.
Yep.
Who else is on that? What can we expect from that?
As I said, a bunch of folks, including Ben Looms, Blue Jay, Brandon Stennis, and James Wyatt. We'll probably add a few more to that as well, but those are the folks that are mostly confirmed for all that. And then we got a special panel of Dungeons and Doodles at 5 p.m. on Friday at TwitchCon, and that is, if you've watched any of Dragon Plus on the D&D Twitch channel, we get artists and have them create art by drawing, usually physically with a pen and paper. But for this, we're going to be using Adobe Photoshop to create something. And we've got something else that we'll be talking about at that panel for the first time on that day.
So people will get to see on Twitch, people these
creating
are
live.
Things live.
Very
exciting. Exactly, okay. Using the Adobe Photoshop tool. Which,
that's definitely
exciting.
One of my favorite aspects of Twitch, seeing artists actually create live and talk to Twitch while they're doing it. So
exactly.
This is not just going to be live on Twitch, it'll be live in front of an audience.
Right, and they'll get prompts as well, so like they'll draw a specific thing, but it might
so
be jokey.
So it's kind of like improv.
Yeah,
yeah, okay.
Exactly. So again, Bart Carroll has been hosting that a couple of times on the D&D channel, so if you're interested in seeing that now, go look at the archives of that, but we'll be doing that live from TwitchCon. And then on Saturday, we have a cosplay panel starting at 10 a.m. Satine Phoenix will be hosting that with some other cosplayers who will be there showing off their D&D characters, talking about what it's like to create a costume for your D&D character and how that can elevate your game, so to speak, or even just fun and take it to conventions and things like that. People do it for the Acquisitions Incorporated game, as well as which I'll talk about later, the Dice Camera Action Live show on Sunday. Then we'll be talking to the writers behind Art and Arcana, which is a huge book that is coming out this month, I think on October 23rd. And the four writers will be there. It's Kyle Newman, Sam Witwer, Michael Witwer, and John Peterson. There's a bunch of names you might recognize from that list, but Sam Witwer is one that you might know from voice acting in the Star Wars franchise, for example. Mm-hmm. Like he's a fantastic voice actor and role player, and all of these folks have been playing role-playing games for a long time, and their book is all about tracing the art of Dungeons & Dragons from when it started in the 70s to present day. There's even a few images from our streaming events, like the Stream of Annihilation, things like that, into this book. So it's pretty exciting.
Long history there.
Long history, And so
super interesting, too, for people that haven't looked into it. Like, it's really, really cool.
It's similar to, like, the Art of Magic books that you guys have, tracing about those specific settings. This is just more about D&D in general. So there's over 400 pieces of art throughout this entire, and this perfect coffee table book. So you guys should get it to put here.
Just put it right here. books up here for when you know we want to read books.
Exactly. And show people our books.
Yeah.
One day we're just up here.
One day it'll be,
oh hello, didn't see you there. And then I'll be reading
and then
myself, not even out loud.
Right, and then we just go back to reading
just,
and it's
just
one
every
hour.
Once in a while, just like a little chuckle.
Yeah. 1 hour of us just sitting here reading books.
Yeah.
We gotta do that stream.
Funnily enough, I bet there's an audience for that.
Oh, yeah.
We would get viewers.
Like, I'm all in, man.
And then on Saturday, that's also the day of the Broken Pact as well, right?
Correct. Yep. Yeah, and before that, we'll have a panel talking about the lore of Ravnica and how it's super interesting with all the guilds and what that all means, and, mm-hmm. and being in a plane of all of an entire city and that. So you get some of the creators behind the making of that book, and then transition right into actually playing in that world as Dungeon Mastered by Ruben Bressler. So that should be pretty cool.
Yep, and if Ruben Bressler sounds familiar to you, that's because he's one of the hosts of Magic Mike's, and he's been a longtime Magic player and a longtime D&D player.
Yeah, so he's been excited about combining these two interests of his mm-hmm. into one for a long
time.
The
peanut butter and the jelly.
Exactly, right?
And Ruben's not alone. I know that there are a lot of Magic fans and D&D fans alike mm-hmm. That are looking forward to that particular installment of mm-hmm. of D&D, so Guildmaster's Guide to Ravnica, a little sneak peek of that at TwitchCon.
That's right.
It's really exciting.
Yeah, it will be out in game stores November 9th, so this is very much a sneak peek. Yeah.
Very cool.
Very cool. And then what do we have on Sunday?
Sunday, we got a D&D game starting at 10 a.m. That'll be Dungeon Mastered by Mike Merles. Matthew Lillard will be joining that. Actor. He's been in Twin Peaks recently.
Voice of
Good
Scooby
Girls.
Doo.
Voice of Scooby-Doo. Exactly. My kid just the other day put on that.
Voice of Scooby-Doo. Everyone in chat. Ah, yes.
Well, not the voice of Scooby. The voice of Shaggy.
Sorry, chat now just corrected me.
Yeah.
But he's a fantastic role player as well. He's mm-hmm. been playing Dungeons & Dragons for 25 plus years with this same group mm-hmm. That he formed back then. And they formed a company to create a something called the Waterdeep Dragon Heist Platinum Edition, which is an entire box that will have all the adventure content of Waterdeep Dragon Heist in it, including specially made props that you can hand out to your players to really and bring them into the game. Any kind of handouts, specific art pulled out, miniatures that you might need to play encounters in it. It's a fantastic thing. So I think Mike is going to be trying to use some of those elements in that game and bring that forward as well. And Adam Coble, who has a fixture on Twitch as far as playing Dungeons & Dragons goes. He does it for Roll20, as well as his own group. And then I think Satin and a few others will be joining that as well.
Yeah. All right.
So basically, if you tune into either the D&D channel or the Magic channel on Twitch Friday through Sunday, you're going to find something.
Absolutely. The moment D&D's content will stop, ours Magic content will come in. The moment ours stops, D&D will come in. It's just going to be a full weekend of mm-hmm. awesome Wizards content.
We're just going to be tagging the whole time.
We're going to be like, yeah.
Boom, you're in.
And that's
in
how you do it. That's
how
actually
it.
How we switch. Just that's how
just
Twitch works.
Right. For those of you who don't know, that is exactly
that's really how Twitch,
Twitch works.
They just high-five and things happen.
Can I talk about one more awesome thing that's happening on
Absolutely.
Sunday?
Please. Yeah.
I guess.
All right, fine.
Yeah.
I am going to leave now. So Dice Camera Action is our weekly game, Dungeon Master by Chris Perkins.
Yep.
I think they're on episode 112, was just this past Tuesday.
It's a lot of episodes.
Long, long time. And they're in syndication now. They're going to make big bucks. But they are going to be performing live on the TwitchCon main stage, the glitch stage TwitchCon. Full costumes, lots of production value going into it, lots of amazing guests, which we can't talk about just right now, but there will be guests that will blow your minds. I've been prepping a lot of all the costumes and lights and things that will be going on there, and you won't want to miss that either. It won't be from our booth, but it will be on
the Twitch main stage.
Very cool.
So will people also be able to see that on like a Twitch main channel?
Yes, it'll be on the Twitch main channel, on the main pages, and we'll try to host it as much as we can. But,
awesome.
Okay.
Awesome. I also love that you brought up cosplayers, because we are also having cosplayers there at the booth. We're going to be having Alice Craft being Karn, and then we're also having Lady Danger going to be cosplaying there. I'm not going to tell you yet what she's cosplaying, because it's going to be a little bit of a surprise. And then you have some cosplayers other than the panel.
That's right. Yeah,
who's
so
coming?
Vivid Vivica is going to be there I won't tell you actually what she's going to be as either, because I want to leave that a surprise. Dice Camera Action fans might get a sneak peek of what she will be playing as before that. But and then a few others. I don't want to give away too much, but yeah. There will be at least a few other cosplayers in the mix at the booth.
Very exciting.
Take pictures, find out more about what they're doing.
Yeah, like even though we're announcing a lot of stuff, there's a lot of secret things that are still
surprises
in the works. There definitely is. Like I'm just going to hint right now, Magic Arena has something that's going to be happening at TwitchCon that's pretty exciting.
A thing.
A thing. And that's all you get.
Surprise and delights camera action.
Yeah. No. All right. Checkmark. I'm going to ask you a question, then I'm going to give you a sec to think about it. So, obviously, booths are together. Mm-hmm. You're going to have Magic fans and D&D fans all coming to the same place. Yep. I want you to pitch D&D fans on coming to check out the Magic stuff, and I want you to pitch Magic fans on coming to check out the D&D stuff.
Ooh. Easy peasy.
Well, you think... Oh, well, okay. Ooh, wow. Challenge accepted, apparently.
Overconfident Greg Tito.
Thrown down.
I love it.
In the meantime, you there in Twitch chat world, we do have a moderator who will take questions. So if you have questions for Michelle or Greg, or I guess Steve or I, we're kind of just here, but questions about TwitchCon... Or how our day's been, you know?
Yeah,
It's just nice to ask how someone's day's been.
Yeah, you know.
But mostly about TwitchCon. Feel free to put them in chat. We'll gather some of them and answer them as they come in. But yeah, so Greg's ready. Yeah.
Oh, I know. So we're just gonna let him go, and then I'm going to be writing
Greg,
notes.
You go first.
All right. So as a Magic player, I've been playing, you know, pretty much since it came out. I loved the flavor of the Magic setting. You know, it started in Dominaria before I even knew it was called Dominaria. I knew mm-hmm. that was the setting. Always drew me in. I was a fan of fantasy. And so being able to play this amazing, you know, collectible card game in that fantasy genre was a big part of what... And since then, the lore behind all of the worlds and planes that Magic goes to has been so robust, and it's so great. And you don't always get to interact with it as much as you do, as you know, at least compared to like a thing like Dungeons & Dragons. Well, now you finally have the chance to see that flavor text that you see on all of your cards, all that amazing artwork, come to life at the Magic the Gathering Arena and D&D booth at TwitchCon. We're going to call it a booch from now on. Let's just call it a booch. But yeah, exactly. You'll be able to see some people embody some characters mm-hmm. that you might have only imagined or seen on a small you know, panel of art on a card. Mm-hmm. Now mm-hmm. you can see that kind of writ large. And I can't wait for more Magic fans to see what it's like to embody those roles and maybe jump into getting Guildmaster's Guide to Ravnica and running this on an off night when you're not drafting Magic.
Yeah.
I'm also going to lean into that lore aspect. I mean, like you said, we have 25 years of lore mm-hmm. with Magic the Gathering. And with D&D, you get to really go into that and create your own story within the D&D lore. And I think that's what makes people very excited about playing D&D and their characters. Well, Magic has those characters, those beloved characters as well, and we're always introducing new ones. Magic the Gathering Arena was a great game because you can now play whenever you want, really. Mm-hmm. If you don't have all of your friends over to do your D&D campaign, maybe you can't get the Skype all working out, well, you can still play a really amazing fantasy-based game with just deep lore in Magic the Gathering Arena
cool.
at any time.
Well done.
Yeah.
Everyone's
yeah.
convinced.
So D&D yeah. fans are going to jump right on to that.
I do have questions from Twitch. So
right. Nice.
This one is for Greg. Where in the Magic timeline is the Guildmaster's Guide? So I guess they're asking, like, where in the story of Ravnica is Guildmaster's Guide?
It is after the last set and mm-hmm. Before the storyline of the current set
okay,
begins.
So post-Dragon's Maze, pre-Guilds of Ravnica for Magic players, I think. Yeah.
Exactly.
Okay,
right.
Cool.
Yeah.
It's a good question.
And that was a way so that basically it wouldn't interact too heavily with what the Magic team has planned going on. So, like, you know, you can think about whatever campaign that you're running in, mm-hmm. Guildmaster's Guide to Ravnica as a prequel to what's going to be currently happening when people interact with it, you know, either through the paper cards or on Arena.
All right.
Cool.
Very cool.
We'll stick with the Ravnica guide. Is that enough to play, or do you need more D&D books?
You always need more D&D books. But my
question asked the D&D.
Greg, yeah. Greg knows how to sell. Yeah.
Yeah.
My understanding is that it has character creation. It's got a bestiary. It's got everything you need to play Dungeons & Dragons set in Ravnica in one book. That's all you'll need.
So I have a corollary to this. Yeah. Blake, you and I had James Wyatt on the show at mm-hmm. one point, and we actually did a whole character creation with the tools based in Guildmaster's Guide. So mm-hmm. If you're interested in that, I definitely encourage you to check out the episode with James Wyatt where we created a cool Boros character on stream. It was a lot of fun. So
I've actually, confession time, never played D&D.
Whoa.
I want to.
All of us are taking
a look.
It just hasn't happened. But that character,
it'll happen soon.
But that character creation was really fun.
It was really cool. It,
just creating the character, even though I'm not Boros.
But the character was.
Yes, the character, was. And I, James White, I think it was James White's daughter, drew the character
afterwards.
It was really cool.
Put up on Twitter. That was really awesome. But yeah, if you're interested in tools to create a character in using Guildmaster's Guide, check out our weekly MTG James White episode. Really, really great.
More questions. Oh, boy. I don't like asking questions that I don't know what they mean, but I think I have a feeling Greg's going to know what this means.
Okay.
Floon Blagmar Planeswalker when?
So let's all just laugh like, oh, yeah.
Floon Blagmar is a funny name, right? So he is a kind of the kickoff for the story of Waterdeep Dragon Heist.
Okay.
You have to try to find what's happened to Floon Blagmar, who is described as being a very attractive kind of, you know, noble fop in Waterdeep. Who everybody seems to like, but you know, everyone kind of knows he's a little bit.
Yeah.
So everyone has been attracted to that name just because it seems so ridiculous and fun. So he's been getting a lot of press, and that means he's probably definitely a planeswalker then, right?
Maybe.
Yeah. Right. So we'll get those.
We have
hashtag confirmed.
To answer, to answer the question seriously, we've actually been doing a lot more crossover stuff. The Guildmaster's Guide to Ravnica book is the first really big one, but we started with the HasCon exclusive last year.
Right.
Sort of Dungeons and Dragons.
And then James Wyatt has been doing the
Plane Shift articles.
Yeah. So there's a lot more appetite for that kind of stuff, and we know a lot of players.
And what was the name of the Unset from last year?
Unstable.
Had the Dungeons and Dragons card. So yeah, there are definitely possibilities. So I'll throw it to you guys and make sure we get a planeswalker designed for Floon Blackmore.
I'll get right on that.
Yeah, there we go. Yeah.
okay. Well, since you asked, how are you?
Oh,
that's so nice. Yeah.
Thanks, Chad.
I don't know.
We get a name with that.
Thank you, person.
Great.
We should answer. You're Blake. How are you?
Wonderful.
I'm also doing very well, Michelle.
I'll third that.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
Real crappy.
Okay.
Just real not good.
Okay. So three yeses and a no. Okay. Good.
No, I'm fine.
75%.
I'm fine.
No, I'm fine. I'm dying a little inside, but otherwise.
Mostly. Well, I mean, Steve asked me for something this morning that made me very upset. So now I have to do my work, and I'm not happy about it.
If you don't want to give me a hat, just say so. Just say so. Okay.
All right, man. All
right. Okay.
I was like, I'll take it.
Back to questions that are less personal than that.
We can go more personal.
What's your sign?
How do you get less personal than how are you?
Any tips for the inevitable Fibblefit boss fight at the end of our Ravnica campaigns? That's how.
I like that.
Any tips for fighting Fibblefit?
What kind of a creature is Fibblefit?
A homunculus.
Homunculus. All right. So I'm going to guess if the rules are somewhat similar that you're going to need magic items to be able to do any damage to a construct like that. So anything that's mundane, like just a normal sword or a hammer, won't do jack. So make sure you pump up your wizards or your spell casters and let them go to town on it, or have the fighter with the magic sword go first.
Okay. That was the most serious answer.
Need a magic sword.
My advice would be to fight in a crowd, because Fibblefip had always hated crowds.
Yeah.
Yes.
This one's more personal, actually.
Oh, wow.
What guilds do you guys synergize with the most?
Interesting. Blake?
All the blue ones, but I would say is it the most?
You can probably see on camera every week I wear this Azorius pin to represent how much I love Azorius. Mm-hmm. The Azorius Senate is for me.
I'm all about Golgari.
You're sure? You're sure.
That's like legitimately all you need to know. No other description. Just I'm there.
The shirt matches the Golgari.
Yeah, and then this lovely
Raska, V. Raska.
She's
there.
Pretty
she
bad.
Is. Yeah. I know she's so bad.
Greg, what about you?
I'm gonna have to go with the Simic Combine. Is that what it's called?
Yeah, Combine.
I like the Simic. I had a Lore You Should Know episode with Ari Levitch a couple weeks ago, talking about a few of the guilds. That was one that really stood out for me. I really enjoyed that they were experimenting on, enhancing their bodies through these weird aquatic things. Mm-hmm. I thought that was really interesting, and would love to explore that.
Yeah.
Well, good thing you will be able to do that if you want when Guildmaster's Guide to Ravnica comes out in November.
And you said I was the only one who knew how to sell. You got it.
All right, so if you have questions, we will come back to that. We'll have a little Q&A at the end, so keep feeding them to chat. But for now, we're going to move on to something else really cool, and we do this every year.
Twitch adjacent.
Twitch adjacent,
as you might say.
Extra Life.
Extra Life.
We love having Extra Life.
For those who don't know, what is Extra Life?
I just took a breath in case I would be called upon.
Okay.
No. You go first.
Extra Life is an amazing charity that Magic the Gathering has now been running a 3-year-long campaign with, and they help with Children's Miracle Network. And so it's a really amazing charity, amazing thing that we love to be a part of. And so, like I said, this is Magic the Gathering's 3rd year, and every single year we've always surpassed our goals of what we wanted to do from the year prior, and this year's no different. We have a new goal of $100,000.
All right.
That's cute.
I'm
just kidding. I'm kidding.
It's for the
story
children.
From the D&D
Dungeons
side.
And Dragons has been doing this for 5 years. we have raised, I believe in total we've gotten about $380,000 to the Children's Miracle Network, and
awesome.
We have a goal, I think, of $200,000.
It's not
this
a competition,
year.
Greg.
It is a competition because the kids.
In this case, it's a competition where everybody wins.
Exactly, right?
Yeah. Everybody
I'll
wins.
Take
there's
that.
No
I'll
losers
take
in
that.
This yeah. in this competition because the kids get all the fun stuff. So we've gone from having a 24-hour live stream of playing Dungeons and Dragons for the entire day. I think one year we even did 48 hours in a row, which I don't think I will caution ever to do again.
That's a lot of time to stay away.
It's a lot of time
it's
to stay away.
Yeah.
But it all benefits the Seattle Children's Hospital. At least that's what you can go towards. That's where a lot of our donations go to, but it can go to anyone in the Miracle Network. I was actually at the Seattle Children's Hospital recently because my daughter broke her arm and I had to go in.
Oh, that was where
we got it set. She's totally fine.
Okay,
just a wrist brace.
More personal questions. Is she okay?
No, but I was great because I'd never been to the Seattle Children's Hospital before, and I walked in. I'm like, this place is amazing. I'm so excited that we raise money to help. Everyone's there so kind and just really wanted to just make sure that the kids there are being healed, but then also having a good time doing it. And it really just put a smile on my face that we also contribute to making that a great hospital.
Making them as comfortable as possible in an uncomfortable time.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And last year, I think we were the top money earner for Extra Life, except for the last week where I think we were beat out. So we got like second or third.
Right?
No, of course. But it fuels our fire to try and do more. This year on November 3rd, we're having a few live stream games from the Wizards of the Coast office here. We'll be playing Dungeons and Dragons. And we're encouraging all of our streaming groups the entire week long, including ours on Clerical Error.
Clerical Error.
Wednesdays, D&D. 2 p.m. Pacific
Let's just
time.
Plug that one now.
Why not?
Yeah.
On the D&D Twitch channel, and we're raising money for that. Dungeon Master Lauren Urban has got a great idea to, if you contribute money to the campaign, you can write your own kind of weird happening that occurs in Waterdeep, 25 words or less. Mm-hmm. And if you donate to, she will narrate that into the game. So I'm pretty excited about that.
That's okay, awesome. So that's when the D&D event is?
Yeah, so November 3rd, and then it's occurring all week long, and it's ending at Game Hole Con in Wisconsin. A few live streams going on there, also raising money for TwitchCon, in which the D&D team members such as Jeremy Crawford and Mike Merles will be playing in games, along with a lot of other D&D luminaries in the community.
Okay.
Magic's is a little bit sooner than that, though,
yes,
right?
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Magic's is going to begin on October 19th at 8 a.m. and is going to go until noon of October 20th.
Okay.
So coming up pretty soon, then.
Yeah, it's a week before TwitchCon, what we talked about
so
earlier.
So what are we doing for that time?
Yeah, I think there's some interesting things that you shared with
us. Yeah, there are some
the
interesting things. So the first 24 hours is all going to be MTG Arena gameplay, and that is all 24 hours. It's just going to be really fun stuff. And then the last 16 will be live gameplay and other things happening within the Wizards of the Coast office here. And of course, we're going to be doing some really awesome giveaways and auction items during that time. And we also are challenging our community to please join our greater team. You can do that at extralife.wizards.com.
Okay.
And you can be part of this awesome streaming of MTG Arena that we'll be doing the first 24 hours. And what's even cooler is that we're going to have an exclusive Extra Life event happening on MTG Arena that weekend. And it is going to be the Extra Life Momers Madness. And
what's a Momer?
What's a Momer?
Momir.
Oh, I accidentally said it wrong.
Momir.
Momir is a format that started on Magic Online.
I promise I said it earlier.
You did. Yeah,
So you'll like this. Momir was a Simic card.
Oh. Yeah.
Momir Vig.
Yep.
Was a Simic card, and it is a format that began on Magic Online, correct?
Yeah. So basically, you have a deck of all basic lands, mm-hmm. nothing else, and you can pay mana and discard a land or a card to create a random creature of that casting cost. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of zany and wacky and different, and you don't really know what you're going to get. Mm. And you just kind of make creatures and cross your fingers and see what happens.
There's a little bit of skill in there, but
they're
random.
They're picking when to cast their stuff and that sort of stuff. So it's a pretty fun event. We did it in the closed beta on Arena, and we are trying it again.
Yeah, we're trying it again, and this time we're actually going to be starting with 21 life.
Why
for this?
21? Why 21?
Because it's an extra life.
Oh.
I actually did not know the answer to that. I actually was genuinely curious.
I did know the answer. Okay. I thought you were setting her up for a joke on the level of like the dumb jokes that I made.
Literally, I was like, 21 life? Did they do some analysis of what creatures are
most
played?
Well, we found that the best life is a...
it's just a pun. It's just
and we found the blue player. Okay. Yeah. All right. But
Momir's going to be really amazing, and it's going to be available for actually a little bit past the 20th when we end the Extra Life campaign. It's going to be available all the way until the 22nd, so it's going to be really fun.
And when will people be able to see more details about that event?
We should have more details about that event, I would think, in the next coming week or two.
Okay, cool.
Okay. And then, so if people want to donate, people want to participate, where do they go?
So easy way to go is dnd.wizards.com/extralife.
Okay.
That's where you can find out all of the schedule of when we'll be streaming games about Extra Life, and then also a link to creating your own team. If you want to just play Dungeons & Dragons and raise money for this same cause for kids. Just for kids.
For kids.
Yeah, join a team. Join the Dungeons & Dragons team, and all of it will funnel into our total so that we can not beat you guys, but beat that other group.
And Michelle, if people want to help us beat D&D, how do they do that?
Yeah, because now this is a competition, Greg.
It's a competition for the kids.
We're going to crush those kids. I mean, we're going to make those kids' lives awesome.
Let's do it for the kids. again, just go to extralife.wizards.com. You can go on there. You can join our greater team. You can start your own team. I know that there's a link for there's local game stores that have their own teams that you can join as well. You can get on there and join a team and start playing. You could also just donate directly on there. You can learn how to do any of the auctions during our live stream itself. And we also have some really cool merch opportunities through the Pro Shop.
Oh yeah, okay. mtgproshop.com, is that the Legion site?
Maybe.
Magic Pro Shop, they're selling Extra Life gear.
Yeah,
right?
Exclusive for this year, Extra Life gear. Awesome t-shirt with an exclusive design. Really beautiful play mat, pins, stickers, other items on there.
Cool.
Awesome. And there are some, it says here in my notes that there you can also check out individual pages of different people on the Wizards team.
Yep.
And some of them have their own donation goals and rewards.
Yep, they have different rewards. They have different giveaway items. So a lot of people are giving away some really awesome, exclusive, or even wacky just merchandise that they have here. During the live show that we're going to have in Wizards HQ itself, there's going to be like foil uncut sheets going to be auctioned off.
All right.
There's some really great stuff.
And apparently there are also absurd fundraising rewards. I have in a parenthetical, wearing a squid costume on stream. So look for that.
Yep.
Do you have a squid costume picked out?
I don't know. I don't know whose reward that is, but apparently
now
it's on.
If you donate to
now
Steve.
It's probably me.
Put it on Steve's
now
page.
It's probably me.
Yeah.
So you said earlier when the events are. Can people donate after that, or are donations cut off when the event is cut off, just so people know?
Donations go all year round.
Okay.
It goes up until the end of the year. That's when we'll be counting, and then we'll be starting up our Extra Life Drive in January 2019 and contribute and plan for that. Obviously, a lot of it, the attention goes towards the last half of the year and around the game day on November 3rd, but it's open all the time.
Yeah, and you can actually donate now, like right now.
Right now.
In fact, chat,
right,
you
right
can
now.
Go right now and donate.
Extralife.wizards.com. Check that out.
That's donate Steve's pitch voice.
Yeah, that's my pitch voice
for reading
websites in particular. Extralife.wizards.com. Go donate now. It's a great cause, and you can maybe get some pretty cool stuff out of it as well.
I got a page set up, so you can donate there. Did you get one set up? Did you do
I haven't set up one for myself personally. Yeah, I was just like, well, we'll just go through, you know, our clerical error D&D.
Sure, but I have things like I'll wear like a shirt with a saying on it if it passes muster, all that kind of fun stuff.
I'll wear a shirt with a saying on it.
Yeah. Whatever you choose, donate for it.
It's like the most boring rewards ever.
Exactly.
And then that's how you end up with Shirty McShirt face.
Exactly. I will wear Shirty McShirt
face. I'll tweet your favorite meme.
I will give a high five to Michelle on stream for $5. No, we're not going to do it until they donate.
Okay, I'll donate.
Gotta always leave them wanting more.
All right.
So that is all we have for this show. Mm-hmm. Thank you guys. Is there anything else we need to know about Extra Life before?
I don't think so. I think we covered it. Yeah.
Oh man, just tune in. I mean, really, if you can't donate, if you don't have the funds to donate, that's totally fine. Why don't you donate some of your time sharing
your eyeball campaigns? Time.
Give us your eyeball time and give us your social media sharing abilities.
Mm, yeah.
Like when you share our streams, when you share what we're doing, it gets more eyeballs and more people that are available to donate. So,
and it's for the children.
Yeah, it is for the children. So if you can't donate, hey, don't worry about that. Just help us get to as many people as possible with this awesome campaign we're doing.
Very cool.
Very good point.
Well, thank you both for being here today. Talking about TwitchCon, talking about Extra Life. A lot of really cool stuff coming down the pipe for streaming.
Next week, we have a cool show. We have a pair of Magic Story authors.
Yes.
Two Magic Story authors for the Stream of One. So we'll be back next week with that. Immediately after this, coming up is Kenji Igashira. He's going to be playing some Magic Gathering Arena.
Hey, Kenji.
Michelle and Kenji are tight.
Yeah.
I like to think that. Kenji's like, I don't know.
Kenji's like, I heard of her once. I don't know. But thank you for joining us. Thank you guys for joining us. And we'll see you next week.